This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Labor unions in Ukraine are moving quickly to negotiate a better deal for workers as the newly installed government organizes itself. The Council of Federation of Trade Unions of Ukraine has called for a restoration of peace, protection for the rights of citizens, and a stabilization of the political situation. The council called on government authorities and employers not to take advantage of the difficult situation in the country to dismiss workers. It also called for the timely payment of wages. A statement released by the council said the main causes of the recent protests must be addressed. These include unfair income distribution, low wages, discrimination of workers in the public sector, poverty amongst workers, large-scale youth unemployment, and widespread corruption. At the same time, it said the renewing of political and economic structures in the country should be used by unions to look at their own operations in order to improve the way they represent the interests of workers. Union leaders in Ukraine have condemned any action to divide the country into east and west. The eastern part of Ukraine has been more favorable to Russia. People in the western part are more inclined to join the European Union. During the revolution, the Central House of Trade Unions was used by the opposition forces as its headquarters. The house is on Maidan Square, where most of the demonstrations were held.